the 4Bs Vectis Radio Training School, supported by the Isle of Wight Foundation, focusing on combining the skills of Island Road staff together with financial assistance to help community schemes and projects here on the Isle of Wight. Now, we've got some special guests in the studio. We have Terry.
Tegan.
And we have Fred.
Adam.
That's right, correct. Well done. So it's Tegan and Adam. How are you today?
I'm feeling really good.
You're feeling really good. That's excellent, because I'll tell you what, the listener won't know this, but we've been out in the green room. Some of it's green. And you've been doing a podcast. It's the first time you've done one.
Yep.
And it was really good. Just tell us, Adam, what were you talking about?
We were talking about superheroes.
Hang on a minute, you're not Adam, you're Terry.
No, I'm Tegan.
Who's Tegan?
I'm Tegan.
So you're talking about superheroes?
Yeah.
And what was your superhero this week?
Mine one was Spider-Man.
So you were talking about Spider-Man, mm-hmm. Peter Parker?
Yep.
And all that? And the fact that he's got, what happened to him?
He got bitten by a radioactive spider.
So next time you're in the house this time of year when those big spiders are kicking about, just be careful, it might be radioactive. Would you like to, just say for instance, if it was radioactive and you could do that, would you like to be Spider-Man and be able to do that?
50-50, I guess.
Sounds like a whole load of fun to me, but I'd struggle to get into them suits. Now, which superhero were you?
I picked Wolverine.
And Wolverine, just tell us a little bit about Wolverine.
Basically, in the movies, he's played by an really famous actor called Hugh Jackman.
And he didn't believe he was famous. Right, when we play the next song, what you got to do is you've got to get up, you've got to walk over to one of those computers and you're going to tell me at least 5 films that Hugh Jackman has been in, and I bet you that you'll go, wow, I didn't know that. Okay, that's your challenge when we play the next song. Now look, a song that was in my head this morning, because I knew you were coming in, Adam. I know I'm teasing you, your name's Fred, but it's Adam. Mm-hmm. And there was something, and I couldn't work out what the song was, because there was a line in the song that says, "Hiya, Adam, how you been?" And you thought I was crazy, didn't you? Come on, be honest. You thought I'd lost the plot, didn't you?
Yep.
But here's the living proof, okay? There you go. That's Captain Sensible and a song called What. And in the song, it says something about, "Hiya, Adam, how you been?" So, "Hiya, Adam, how you been?"
Mm-hmm.
Been all right?
Yeah.
Good. Now, you're going to clear off in a minute because you're going to find out about who?
Hugo. Was it Hugo?
Oh, tell him, Adam.
Hugh Jackman.
Hugh Jackman has been in loads of good films. Okay, so that's what we're going to come back with in a mo. After we've had a bit of Dan Hartman, this is It on Vectis Radio. It's 11:15 now. We're with the lads from Medina College this morning. FM 104.6. So we've got Tegan and Adam in the studio, and we've sent Tegan into the green room to check out Hugh Jackman films. And this is because you said you didn't have a clue who he was.
Nope.
And just to point out that you've probably seen him in other films but weren't aware that he was there, which is fine. But what films has he been in?
Well, he's been in The Greatest Showman.
Did you watch that?
Yeah, I've watched it. It was quite good.
And you didn't notice that he was in it quite a lot?
Well, I didn't know his actual name.
So you have no idea, but you do now?
Yeah, I do now.
That's you. What other films was he in?
He was in The Front Runner, The Missing Link, Deadpool 2, and X-Men.
Deadpool 2, he was in that?
Yeah, I think it was a sequel.
Did you watch? Have you seen Deadpool?
Yeah, I've seen Deadpool.
And you didn't spot him in that either?
Yeah, I spotted Wolverine, I guess.
All right, then. So what are we going to do from now on, then? We're going to take more notice of what's around us, then? Yeah?
Yep.
That's probably a good thing, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Any other films that he was in?
Which ones
good
did
ones?
I mention?
It was, he was in Les Miserables. He was in a version of that in 2011, I think. He says, it's written down here. there's a few other things that he was in as well. Oh, he's in Happy Feet. You ever seen Happy Feet?
Yeah.
He was, well, you wouldn't have seen him in that, but you'd have heard him.
Yeah.
But there you go. So Hugh Jackman then, that's that done and dusted. Now, I was talking to Adam, because Adam's really into football. And when I asked you your favourite team, you really surprised me with the answer. So what's your favourite football team?
Well, one of my favourites would be PSG.
I wasn't expecting that. Was you expecting that?
Nope.
If I was to ask you what your favourite football team is, do you have one?
No.
You don't? But yours is PSG, French team. Why? Why PSG?
First, they have a really good lineup.
Yeah? So they've got a good team then?
Yeah.
And they've got Lionel Messi?
Mm-hmm.
Who's the Brazilian fella?
Neymar Jr.
That's the one. He scored the winning goal the other night. Whoa. And who's the other big name they've got?
Mbappe?
Yeah, that's the one. And they reckon he's going to Real Madrid at the end of the season.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I was watching something on the on Sports Report or something yesterday. Lionel Messi. I was going to call him Lionel Richie. Lionel Messi was substituted by Pochettino, manager, and he wasn't very happy about it. So it's. But then 2-3 minutes later, after his substitution, Paris Saint-Germain scored the winning goal.
What?
Yeah, so I don't know whether he's going to be there at the end of the season. He didn't look very happy when he was subbed off. But there you go. Have you ever seen them play? On the telly, maybe?
Maybe.
What about... So you may have seen them on the telly, but would you ever go to Paris to watch them?
Yeah, why not?
You should ask your mum. Say, Mum, is there any chance we could nip over to Paris and watch the next Paris Saint-Germain game? Do you reckon she'd go for that?
Probably.
Well, let me know how you get on. That's your homework for the week. You've got to ask your mum if she'll take you to see your... Does she know you like Paris?
I think so.
Because if she didn't, what would be really, really clever is, you know, is there any chance you could take me to a football match to see my favourite football team? And she might think that it's, it might be Portsmouth across the water. That would be fine. But no, it's in France. Let me know how you get on next week, all right?
Okay.
Okay, you will ask her, won't you?
Yeah.
All right, should we have a little practice? Let's have a practice. Imagine I'm your mum, okay?
Can I please go to France?
And do what?
And see and what my favourite football team.
Of course you can, dear. This weekend, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we'll see you then. We're going to play some local tunage now from Oyster Band. And you're 13, aren't you?
Yeah.
And you're 13 as well?
Yes.
We're going to come back and we're going to have a chat in a minute. But we're going to compare what it was like for me as a 13-year-old and what it's like for you now as a 13-year-old, okay? So I want you to think about all the good things that's in your life at the moment, being 13. We've got Tegan in the studio, age 13.
Yep.
And we've got Adam in the studio, age 13.
Yes.
All right, I'm going to take you back in time. Okay, you weren't born, but I'm going to go back in time in my little time machine, and I'm going to tell you that the year is 1978. And the reason why we've gone back to 1978, because in that year, I was the same age as you are now. Okay? There's a frown over there. And I'm going to bet you that my life was better as a 13-year-old than your life is now. Okay. What do you think? Do you think that's going to be true for a start?
Don't know.
Okay, well, let's see. Let's see what we had. What's the best things in your life now?
Well, there's more opportunities and pretty much more gaming, honestly.
So, opportunities to do what?
Well, there's more stuff to do, like, well, apart from COVID, which I gave us less stuff to do.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. Take COVID out of the equation, because I know that's been tough for all young people, and I do sympathise that it may have affected your happiness, age 13, okay? We didn't have COVID in 1978. Okay, but that's not the point I'm trying to make. So you say you've got more freedom. Freedom to do what?
Well, freedom... Oh.
He's pointing to you because you've got to help him out.
Basically, freedom to do anything.
Well, anything like what?
Basically... When you were 13, you did not have mobile phones, I'm guessing.
Is that a good thing? Or a bad thing?
In the middle, because now that TikTok and YouTube is here, they can get pretty weird.
So are you on TikTok or YouTube?
No.
So you're not on it, so it doesn't matter then. So you got
No, a... I do go on YouTube.
Right, you go on YouTube, which is you know, that's a good thing. Mm-hmm. You can go and find lots of things on YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's fine. I'll give you that one point you're going to score there. Okay, but what else is great about your life? Age 13. You say you got freedom. What else can you do? You said during the song, when we were playing the song, you said you've got a colour telly. Back in 1978, we probably had a black and white television. Okay, but then it's only as good as what you're actually watching. You know, what programmes are you watching now? When was the last programme you watched?
I don't know, something like regular show.
Okay, so you don't even know what you were watching. So it couldn't have been that good, could it?
Actually, it was really good.
What was the last thing you watched on the telly?
Oh, The Simpsons.
The Simpsons. So when did you watch The Simpsons? Are you just plucking a name out of the air just to fill the space?
Nope.
Because when I asked you last week about TV, you said you didn't watch it that much.
Well, I do watch it every now and then, just not often.
So there you are, boasting about having a colour telly, but you don't watch it that often.
Correct.
So it's not really that good, is it, so far? I mean, you watched the programme. What was it called?
Regular Show.
And when did you watch that?
Like, in the morning.
What, this morning? Did you watch it this morning?
Yeah.
How long's it on for? Who's in it?
Basically, like, little creatures.
Little creatures. All right, so you do watch a little bit of telly.
Yeah.
I mean, just say, for instance, if I wanted to... back in the day, in 1978,
mm-hmm.
I'd get home from school and there'd be things like Scooby-Doo on the telly. It'd be Top Cat, Wacky Racers. It'd be all these lovely, wonderful Tom and Jerry cartoons and all sorts of stuff. Lots of really, really good programmes to watch. Saturday morning, there would be Swap Shop. Okay, everyone used to watch Swap Shop. Or you might have watched The Other Side Tears was. But there was lots of television. Lots of television for young people. And I know there's lots of television now, but you whenever I say to young people, what do you watch? They say, oh, I don't watch nothing. Okay, but YouTube. That's a point for you. YouTube's good. I can see why that is. You know, you can watch almost anything you want to watch. You could almost like watch Scooby-Doo and Top Cat and Wacky Races and my favourite, which is the Hair Bear Bunch. You have never seen the Hair Bear Bunch, have you?
Nope.
No. There's something for you. YouTube search when you're watching. You say you get more freedom. I bet you got less freedom now. Could you go out now at age 13 and say, I'm off out, Mum. I'll be back at 5. Without your mum saying, where are you going? What are you doing? Who are you being with? Can you?
Hmm?
Can you do that?
Nope.
Can you do that?
Actually, my mum does not say that.
What does she do?
She just says, okay.
Really?
Yeah.
You're not telling porky pies, are you?
I'm not.
You're lucky in that case.
You are lucky. See, you are lucky. But see, we could say, just say for instance, during the summer holiday, and you mentioned how long are the holidays, and we used to get 6 weeks just like you, well, you used to get 5 weeks now, but we used to get 6 weeks holiday, and my mum used to make us up a bag of sandwiches and then say, clear off. Basically, clear off for a couple of hours, and I don't want to see you till tea time. Freedom. Get on your bike and go almost anywhere you wanted to on the island. Admittedly, the roads were a lot safer back then. Obviously, they're totally different now because they're busy, busy roads. But we had more freedom. I had more freedom than you, rightly or wrongly. Are you liking 1978? Do you wish you could transport yourself back there? Because watching the TV was a real treat. Watching a good cartoon was a real treat because it was only probably on once a day. What other things have we got here? We had a thing called the charts. Everyone was excited about the music charts and so on. We used to watch Top of the Pops to see who was number one. Everybody would know what the top 10 was, or certainly what the number one single was. You haven't got that.
Mm.
Do you know what's number one in the UK singles charts at the moment?
No.
You haven't got a clue, have you?
Nope.
No. Do you have a clue?
Nope.
No clue whatsoever.
But there's a...
Go on.
You were 13, right?
Yeah.
You couldn't record stuff to watch later.
Oh. couldn't we? Mm-hmm. Couldn't we? What are you recording? Just an ordinary film, a video?
Like films, cartoons, like that.
Well, let me tell you, back in 1978, there was a little thing called the video cassette recorder. So we could take the television on four different channels. Okay, it was only four different channels. Well, no, three back then, because the fourth one didn't come out until 1982. But boy, we could record stuff. No problems whatsoever. And do you know what? We even had electric. And running water. And an outside swimming pool that's sea close as well. There was so much more back in 1978. I can see, boy, the look on your faces. If we could magically go back to 1978, you would think, this is great. This is wonderful. Keep your mobile phone. That's just stress and pressure. But would you rather be outside or indoors?
Bit of both.
Come on, be honest. You like going on the back of your granddad's motorbike, so you've got to be liking the outdoors.
Oh, yeah, true.
Do you spend too much time indoors?
Not too much time, no.
You said about gaming. How many hours do you do gaming?
Well, depends. Like if granddad goes, right, we're going out.
All right, so you're gaming until he says, right, we're going out?
Yep.
Okay, so, I mean, you'd rather be outdoors then?
Yeah.
Because otherwise you'd say, no, Grandad, I'm gaming.
Yeah.
So you'd rather be more outside. What about you? Would you rather be more outside?
I would maybe say yes.
Maybe. Yeah. Come on, everyone likes to be outdoors, don't they?
Because I don't game for too long.
How long's not too long then?
Like, maybe 45 minutes or something like that.
Hang on, 4 to 5 or 45?
45.
45 minutes. Is that every day?
Maybe.
Maybe a bit more?
Maybe a bit more on the weekends.
That means catching you out.
Maybe a bit more. Do you know what we used to have at the weekends that you don't have as well? You used to go down to the cinema. Okay, you'd go down to the cinema and you'd spend your pocket money on a few sweets. Okay, but you'd see like a film, they'd show you a film, there'd be like a cereal every week and some cartoons, but you'd be around other kids having a whole load of fun on a Saturday morning. Does that appeal? Does that not appeal to you? Does it appeal?
Actually, I still go to cinemas today.
What did you watch the last time you went?
Oh, Chung Chi, I think.
Right, okay, that's what you watch. So you still go, okay.
Yeah.
Look, just say for instance, magically, I've sold you 1978, there's so much more to it than that. You know, going back, when I was 13, your age, 1978, that was the year. Just supposing there was a magic time machine now, okay, you can still be with your families, but you're just going to be transported back to 1978. Would you go back in time, or would you stay where you were? Everybody in your life is still in your life. You know, don't worry, we're not leaving parents behind, grandparents, his motorcycle and so on, but we're going back to 1978. There won't be any mobile phones. The televisions will be much smaller. You'll probably have a little bit more freedom of being able to go outside and have picnics and things like that. There's a bag of sandwiches, Tegan, clear off. I don't want to see you till tea time, okay? So there will be some things missing, but would you stay in this time or would you go back?
Depends, is there YouTube?
There's no YouTube.
Really?
Is that a reason to stay? Oh, YouTube. YouTube. What about you?
Maybe.
So you're tempted to go back, aren't you?
For me, sometimes I get bored very quickly.
Well, you wouldn't get bored in 1978, guarantee it. I reckon you're probably more bored now in this year with all of that stuff. And this is what I said to you when we were listening to the last song. We were playing the Oyster Band. I said, it's funny how even though you've got more, we had more back in the 1970s, if that makes sense. We had so much more. Imagination, building camps. Have you ever built a camp?
Nope.
Do you know what a camp is?
No clue.
No clue whatsoever. Oh, wow. So, the door's shut in. You coming back to 1978 or are you staying here?
I'd stay here.
You're staying here?
Yeah.
Staying here?
Go back or stay here?
Yeah, that's the question. Where would you go?
Oh,
see, you're tempted, aren't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're tempted. You're going to miss out. Say goodbye.
Your community, your local station. We are your Vectis Radio. FM 104.6 and online at vectisradio.com.